Welcome into Capstone News
to the
Now.
Voice
I'm
of
Rich.
The University of Alabama, WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
You're listening to Capstone News Now on WVUA FM. I'm Rich Robinson. Appreciate you listening. Thanks to Noah Cannon as well, the undergraduate student coordinator with the UA's Safe Zone. We spoke to him about a lot of issues. We'll have that interview online later in the week. Joining us now, well, is a man that, frankly, I thought was no longer allowed in the building, but apparently is. It's David Phelps, the president of Tide Talks, and the incoming president of Tide Talks for next year, Kevin Pabst. Kevin, we welcome you to our studio here today. Tide Talks 6 coming up here on Friday night. It should be a fun event. Tell us a little bit about it, David.
So Tide Talks 6 is going to continue the momentum that Tide Talks has built over the last year and a half on campus, focused on bringing revolutionary students to the stage for 15 minutes, and they can explain whatever amazing ideas they have. What's different about 6 is a couple of things. We're in a new location, Russell Auditorium. It'll be a bigger event than ever. We're going to use our stage in a unique way. We'll have new artists, new lighting, new sound effects, all kind of new things happening. Tide Talks is not remaining the same. We're always looking to change and improve. So that's 6:30 this Friday at Russell Auditorium, and we'll have some phenomenal speakers that Kevin can give you some more info about.
Well, very good. And it's worth noting we'll speak to two of the speakers tomorrow on the show, Sam and Angie. It should be a lot of fun, and we'll hear more about it, specifically what they're going to be talking about on tomorrow's program. So if you think Tide Talks is done on the radio after this interview, oh, you're wrong. We'll be back tomorrow, and then we'll also play some of the Tide Talks next week on our program as well. Kevin Pabst joins us here now. Kevin, you are the incoming president of Tide Talks. What got you so involved in this organization?
Well, I've been on the team for the past year now, working as the director of publicity, doing a lot of the design work with our advertisements and social media images, and being the only one on the team who is not graduating, I was really, I suppose, the only logical choice to fill in for David Phelps. So I didn't have too much competition, which was probably good for me.
Well, very good. Where are you from, Kevin? I need to know this because, you know, we've built up such a relationship with David Phelps that we need to become your friend quite quickly here.
Oh, well, that's good for you because I'm from Niceville, Florida.
You're kidding. Look at that. That's a good deal. Now, Tide Talks, for those of you that don't know, is a fun and interesting event. It really, you know, it's in the realm of, in the design of TED Talks, of course, bringing those ideas and trying to synthesize them here on campus. And, you know, I've just, from my time being there, you know, just looking at some of these, watching some of these speeches, I've seen some incredible stuff, some really, really smart people. And David, I don't know, I think you've got a couple more TED Talks this semester, but, you know, your tenure is starting to wind down a little bit. Tell our audience a little bit about what your favorite TED Talk has been here. So far, and you still got a couple opportunities for that to change, but so far.
The four we have this Friday are absolutely phenomenal, so I may have a new one after Friday, a new favorite, but I think, if I had to pick one, I think we actually talked about this today a little bit. I would go with Thaddeus Fitzpatrick from Tide Talks 1. There have been phenomenal talks throughout the time, but all the way back a year ago, he talked about the role of actors and acting, and how his job is to remind an audience of emotions and reconnect us with our own humanity. And if you've seen the talk before, Rich, have you seen it?
I'm not sure. Is it on? It's on the website.
It's on the website.
Have to go look.
Tide Talks at UA.edu. And he does something where he is not altogether truthful, shall we say. And he made me cry backstage and then tore my heart out. So that's all I'll say. But he has a way of playing with your emotions that's a genius reminder of what makes us human.
Well, very good. Well, Kevin, we appreciate you coming on as well. I'm sure you'll be carrying on in the mission of David Phelps in the upcoming year. Are there still opportunities for other people to get involved and help out with Tide Talks? Maybe not through the executive or whatever, but are there other opportunities for people to help out?
Yeah, absolutely. We already have our new executive team selected, and we'll actually be taking over next week as soon as Tide Talk 6 is done. But starting next semester, we have an organization called the Tide Talks 10, which is made up mostly of freshmen and sophomores. So we'll be selecting new members next semester at the beginning of the year, and they help out carry out our mission both intellectually and physically, helping give us feedback from each event and also helping us with any tasks that we need aid with.
And what are you most excited about carrying this on? Because it's something that, of course, David pretty much just pulled out of thin air and created here on our campus. But what do you think? I mean, carrying it forward and him not, you know, being the guiding force now, what do you think? How do you keep that momentum moving on?
Well, it certainly is a daunting task, I can assure you that. But it took a lot of convincing on David's part to make me realize that Tide Talks is all about innovation and not replication. So moving forward, we want to always grow and expand, try new things. That's kind of what we've based each event on, is what can we do differently this time? How can we improve from last time? So bringing in a new team is going to open up a lot of opportunities for that to happen naturally, just with different members who bring different ideas to the table and different strengths and skill sets. So that's what we'll be focusing on, because if we were trying to replicate what we've done so far, we just wouldn't be able to do it as well. So instead, we're going to innovate and try new things.
Well, very good. Kevin Papps and David Phillips. We'll talk to David as well coming up, I'm sure, many times on our program, still involved in Unlocked UA. It's a miracle, folks, that he's able to sneak his way in through this building. There are sentinels who are posted out in front of Reese Pfeiffer Hall every day, just on the lookout for David Phillips, and yet he's able to get beyond them in some remarkable way to join us here on our program. We appreciate it as always, David.
Thank you, Rich. And I would like to articulate very quickly that while I have had a chance to be the public face sometimes of Tide Talks, there is a team of 8 other execs and 10 other Tide Talks, 10 freshmen and sophomores that have poured their souls into this. So this is not a one-man show at all. And I'm so confident in Kevin and excited for him to take over and make it even better than ever.
Tide Talk 6 coming up on Friday in the Russell Auditorium. Stay with us. You're listening to Capstone News Now. Coming up next, we'll speak to one of the two candidates for the SGA presidency, Justin Thompson.